A reading from Matthew 13:47-52. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, Therefore every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old.
I see this as a kind of, this is the fourth teaching on the kingdom of heaven, and I see this as kind of a curveball. Because Jesus has been speaking almost exclusively about the nature of the kingdom of heaven, but he hasn't been talking about the end of times. And then suddenly he takes us into this world of consequences, of something beyond. I mean, the earthly time is implicit in what he's been talking about, because while the eternal is by nature permanent, the temporal, which is earthly, there is a sense that all of this will end. But now he is bringing in the whole idea that it may not end well for some of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's basically saying in this process, you have to choose which kingdom you're a part of. There are only two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of light is living out the blessings of God in his way. The kingdom of darkness is in rebellion against God and trying to live out its own way and living out a curse. And the invitation is, join the kingdom that will bring life. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that leaves a consequence for those who choose death. One of the things that comes up regularly is, what kind of God sends people to hell? Well, God never sends anyone to hell. God offers everyone a kingdom that leads to life, and it's a heavenly kingdom. And some people just simply to choose in rebellion to have their own kingdom.
One of the things that is difficult for, had been difficult for me, is to see this earthly life for what it really is, which is, in some respects, very much infiltrated by the kingdom of darkness. And if we look at history correctly, we will see that. But if we believe our own propaganda about how life is good and getting better all the time, we may not see that. The kingdom of darkness, I once compared to, used the word pandemonium, because the kingdom of darkness is really chaos appearing to be organized, but it's really upside down. And it's the opposite. I mean, when you see it rightly, it's the opposite of what the kingdom of heaven really is, life versus death.
Yeah, I think you said it really well. That's the thought that came to me in that spot was, it's just everything turned in the wrong direction. I don't think there's anything to add to that. God says, come in and live out fulfillment completely. And we struggle with that, even though the option that we choose is so messed up and leaves so much pain and destruction. For some reason, we can't turn from that and enjoy his kingdom completely.